A 2-acre garden on a parking lot. A parking lot in Vancouver holds a very big garden, and 40 kinds of fruits and vegetables grow there. For 3 years, this land can be a garden. A group called Soul Food manages this mega project. Michael Abelman, the director of Soul Food, has been farming for 40 years. Where the food goes. Soul Food gives gardening jobs to people living downtown. Soul Food teaches inner city residents how to farm. About 25 people have jobs there. 4 farming apprentices also have jobs. Restaurants and farmers markets buy the fruit and vegetables. Some community groups and the farm workers get some too. A garden that can move. This garden on the parking lot is portable. Workers have filled 2,800 boxes with soil and mushroom compost. At the end of the 3 years, these boxes can be moved to another place. They can be used again somewhere else. Other kinds of gardens. Soul Food will have 5 farms in Vancouver. City farms are becoming more and more popular in many cities of the world. Gardening in a city is called urban gardening. Some people are changing their lawns into gardens. Other people let inner city farms grow vegetables in their yards. They will get some of the vegetables if they give the farmers 300 meters of space or more. Smaller city gardens. Other groups of people are finding small places in the cities to grow food. These are called community gardens. There are gardens on top of buildings in many cities. The biggest city garden. The mega garden near BC Place is the largest city farm in Vancouver. Soul Food pays no rent for the land, thanks to Concord Developments. Van City and Radcliffe Foundation donated money for the project. Len Valley, 41, works on the farm. He says, "It's really good to work with the soil. It's very relaxing. It's also good for you. Good people, good food."